The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. So what I don't understand is they're saying that Ghislaine Maxwell is going to testify, but Speaker Mike Johnson is saying he's going to block any votes to put out the Epstein files. So I'm confused by all this. I really don't quite understand it. And I'm trying to understand this and figure out, because we don't want to be the party that looks like we're covering up for Jeffrey Epstein. So I'm hoping we'll get some clarity on that. And yeah, we'll get clarity and we can understand exactly what's happening. But in the meantime, if Ghislaine Maxwell talks to Congress, great. She wants to talk. She wants to be heard. She wants to say things. She wants to tell her side of the story. Alan Dershowitz is out there saying there's no way that if Epstein killed himself, he had to have help. He had to have help, and that's because he couldn't have done it by himself. That's obvious. So then does that count as suicide? If somebody helps you, is that an assisted suicide? Is that still murder or not? I don't know. Try to get a handle on that as well. And then, of course, there is the question of whether or not we're going to get answers regarding this connection to the deep state with Comey, Brennan, Clapper, and all these other scumbags who were behind the Russia collusion and the hoax. And if this is just to distract us from Jeffrey Epstein not killing himself or killing himself with the help of other people in an assisted suicide. Prison guards are not supposed to help prisoners commit suicide. I'm just making that point clear. This is not like a doctor who gives you a bunch of pills to eat and then, you know, you die. It's got to be more than that. If the guards are going to help you commit suicide, then that's a crime. And then if they've committed a crime, then we need answers on that too, because the purpose of a guard is to make sure that you don't kill yourself in jail, especially if you're a high profile person like Jeffrey Epstein. So if what the Dersh is saying is correct, that Epstein killed himself but had help killing himself, that means then that the guards broke the law. I don't think they would just do this out of the kindness of their heart. Like, I don't think they're sitting around playing poker and one of them's like, you know, Epstein wants to off himself. Let's give the guy a hand. He's had a rough life. Let's go do this, huh? Should we help him out? Yeah, why not? Let's do it. I mean, granted, we could lose our careers, go to prison, but we know the camera changes over, and so we have a minute. We can go in there and help him off himself and then act like none of this ever happened. I know there's a debate about whether it's the smell test or the sniff test. I believe we settled that debate and it is the sniff test. In my mind, that does not pass the sniff test any more than Ozzy Osbourne dying was because at one point he ate a bat and that bat had COVID. Because that's not how any of us got COVID. I never had it. Thank God, knock on wood. I apparently am immune, but nobody got COVID that way, including Ozzy Osbourne. So if they blame his death on that, that would be a leap. And that wouldn't surprise me either. You know, if the health industrial complex came out and said all those times Ozzy Osbourne ripped the heads off bats is why he died and COVID was living in his system and one day it just got him, I would have a hard time believing that, too. There's a lot of things I don't believe these days. As you can tell, I'm getting increasingly cynical in my not old age. But nevertheless, getting increasingly cynical. But let's go back to Epstein for a moment. So Alan Dershowitz is like, yeah, he probably killed himself, but had help from other people. Okay. Those people would be people that are guards at a prison or jail. Their job is not to help prisoners off themselves. It's the opposite, is to make sure that people, particularly high profile people like Jeffrey Epstein, don't. Which means then somebody gave the okay to these guys to do it, which means then that he was murdered. Because if you sign off on a suicide, that's the same thing as killing the guy. In my opinion, it's the exact same thing. There's no difference in that. If I let you kill yourself because you're a prisoner in a jail cell, if I let you do that, then I'm complicit in your death. And in which case, then I'm an employee of the state, which means then that the state has then facilitated in your death, which you could call a murder or a cover-up or whatever else you want to call it. Because assisted suicide for prisoners is not an option currently. It may be in Canada. I don't know. It seems like in Canada, everybody's allowed to commit assisted suicide there. So it's entirely possible that that's the case. By the way, we are a week away from our big event with Giano Caldwell, Fox News superstar, all-around amazing guy. And our Politics and Pints is going to happen on Thursday, July 31st at the Zlock Performing Arts Center in Bucks County Community College in Newtown, PA. You don't want to miss this, but we are going to have a pair of tickets to give away a little bit later in the show. But I want you to join us for that. Politics and Pints, go to 1210WPHG.com and do it now and get your tickets. And you can join us for what's going to be an incredible night with a great conversation, an unforgettable evening with a rising star at Fox News, whose book President Trump emphatically, enthusiastically endorsed. But let's begin with Alan Dershowitz talking about all this, because, you know, I'm trying to understand this too. I'm trying to understand exactly what how this would play out. But he was talking to Eric Bolling about this, I believe, on Newsmax, maybe Newsmax. I don't really know. I try to avoid listening to the news as much as possible these days, unless I have to do it for the show, which, of course, obviously I have to do for the show. It's kind of in the job description. Anyway, here's the Dersh, cut 14.
Alleged to have transported women across state lines for immoral purposes, the same crime that Sean Combs was recently convicted of. And that's why he pleaded guilty, by the way, only to two counts of one young woman above the age of consent, one young woman a few months below the age of consent. There were only two of them. There were state charges. He pleaded guilty. He got 18 months and had to register as a sex offender. He was never convicted of any federal offense or multiple actions, although he was accused later on. He was in jail awaiting trial when he, I think, killed himself with the help of jailers. I don't think he could have done it by himself.
Okay. I don't think he could have done it by himself. So that means he had the help of jailers. Jailers being people that are paid to make sure that prisoners don't kill themselves. Okay, that makes absolutely no sense then to the idea that he killed himself all by himself. In which case, then we gotta go deeper on this whole issue. And then maybe that's why Ghislaine Maxwell, I guess Ozzy Osbourne really had an impact on Fox News, because they have not stopped covering, or maybe it's just a slow news day, I don't know, but they're still going on about rock legend Ozzy Osbourne dead. And don't get me wrong, I'm sad. Like, I loved Ozzy Osbourne. I was a huge Black Sabbath fan growing up, and I loved his music, and I never got to see him in concert, but, and I didn't really watch the show with him and his wife Sharon, but yeah, they really loved him over there. So they brought Kennedy out to talk about it. So anyway, if you're that interested in Ozzy Osbourne, definitely tune in to Fox News. It looks like it's going to be coverage of that for most of the day today, which gets us away. Well, now they're going back to Jeffrey Epstein. And not Ozzy Osbourne. So I'm assuming when things like this happen, a lot of people take a deep breath and go, oh, thank God we can talk about something else besides the depressing news of the day, including Jeffrey Epstein killing himself or having help killing himself. I don't know. But Ghislaine Maxwell. So she's in prison right now, even though we're told the whole thing is kind of a hoax. She doesn't want to be in prison. She's appealing her conviction, and she's ready to talk, and she's ready to spill the goods, and she's ready to say all these things. Okay. Pam Bondi says they're going to talk to her. Congress wants to talk to her, but at the same time, Speaker Mike Johnson now is saying he's blocking a vote on releasing the Epstein files. And I don't know why we would want to be the party that covers up for Jeffrey Epstein here. It's a bad look, and it's a look that's making Trump supporters very, very unhappy. And what I mean by that is I know that there is this idea that there's the social media world and then there's the real world and the two worlds are different. And I get all that. And I don't disagree with that. But I also believe, as I've been saying, we want heads on pikes, to quote Miranda Devine from the New York Post. We want heads on pikes. We're not getting heads on pikes. We need heads on pikes. So unless we actually get people who did all these things to us, lied about Russia collusion, invented this hoax, tried to bring down a president, lied to us about COVID, created COVID in a lab, locked us down and did all these horrible things. Unless we get some vindication here, unless we get some people behind bars, we're not going to be happy. And worse than that, a lot of people are going to tap out. And I'm sorry, it's not just people on social media who are ranting and venting about this. It's people that don't even have Twitter accounts and Facebook accounts who are driving around and they're angry that it seems like the deep state keeps winning. And okay, they release the MLK files. Okay, great. All right, so the MLK files are released, and what, the CIA may have been involved in killing Martin Luther King like they were involved in killing Kennedy? Fine. If that's the case, then somebody please get justice for something. Something, okay? We're all at the breaking point now of losing our patience because we have watched them all get away with it for so long. And we're being patient. We're 6 months in. I'm not saying we've lost patience, but I'm saying if we're going to come out and have another bombshell like Tulsi Gabbard gave us over the weekend, this better not turn out to be the Epstein binder bombshell, which Pam Bondi gave us a few months ago. You remember how angry everybody was when Pam Bondi came out and said, look, here are the Epstein files. We got them all. It's on my desk. Here are the binders. Let me bring influencers like Rogan O'Hanley, known on social media as, whatever his name is. I forget exactly. DC Drano, I think. Here's your binder. Jack Sobiak, here's your binder. Go at it. Go get it. And then we get him got. Tulsi Gabbard over the weekend dropped major bombshells regarding Russia collusion and how this was all made up. And it was and Comey and Brennan and Clapper and Obama and all these other people were there. Okay, fantastic. Great. We're putting all this out there. Then something needs to happen with this, and we all need to be able to get justice here because we're getting frustrated. And the people that get frustrated to the point of saying they're all the same, all politicians are the same, I'm done, I'm out. We need them to turn out November to vote for Jack Cittarelli, for example, for governor of New Jersey. We need them in the midterms. I don't know if Rasmussen's projections are correct, but man, is that guy laying out some doom and gloom. He's suggesting Republicans are going to get our butts smoked in the midterms and then lose the White House in 2028. If this trend continues with the base getting very frustrated and disappointed that there's no heads on pikes, okay? No heads on pikes. And so then we're told, all right, well, we'll get the grand jury testimony to be released by this judge. We'll blame the judge, and the judge has to release all the grand jury testimony. Hopefully she will, and then we'll get some answers there and the whole Epstein thing. But Alan Dershowitz is casting doubt that we'll get answers on that. So here's a Dersh discussing that. This is cut 15 from Project Constitute on X. Take a listen.
Professor, good to have you with us because you've got a bit of an insider look at some of this. Let's separate fact from fiction. You say there was never a client list per se, but there are other names. There's other information. Are they in the grand jury transcripts? And do you think a judge releases that?
I think the judge should release it, but they're not in the grand jury transcripts. They're sealed records by two or three federal judges in the New York courts. I've seen some of these materials. For example, there is an FBI report of interviews with alleged victims in which at least one of the victims names very important people, and the names have been redacted. I know some of the names from my investigation. For example, George Mitchell, the former senator, Bill Richardson, the former ambassador to the UN, Ehud Barak, the granddaughter of Jacques Cousteau, were all accused. Now, whether any of these people actually did anything wrong, we don't know, because we know there have been many, many false accusations. For example, a woman named Sarah Ransom filed an affidavit, and it's probably in the record, and it's probably been sealed, in which she accused Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, Richard Branson of having sex with young people, and she said she had videotapes of this. And then after an investigation, she admitted she made up the whole story, and yet the affidavit still remains in the court record. So we have to be very careful to distinguish true accusation from false accusations, and I suspect the courts will be sensitive to that. They will not want to just produce the names of people who have been falsely accused without also producing information about the people who have falsely accused them. So this is a complex matter.
It's a complex matter. And Epstein says Ghislaine Maxwell knows everything about Epstein as the Department of Justice is prepared to talk to her. Okay, good. So then is she going to have help from people killing herself in jail? She said, I don't want to kill myself. She's made it very, very clear. I do not want to kill myself. I have no interest in killing myself. I don't want to commit suicide. She's letting everybody know that. So hopefully no helpful jailers go and help her kill herself. Because again, if jailers help a person off themselves in jail, they've broken the number one rule. I mean, like probably the number one rule in jail, if you're a guard, is to make sure people don't fight and there's no, you know, shower incidents and shivving in the yard and whatnot. But I would also think pretty high up there is not helping prisoners take their own lives. I would think. You had a handbook, and I'm sure there is one. You flip through it, like the employee handbook. It's like, hey, congratulations, you're a jailer now. Here's all the things we expect of you. Your uniform's got to be clean and tidy, shoes shined. Oh, and don't help prisoners kill themselves. Again, it's probably on page one, or if not page one, like page 25. You know, and maybe it's a situation where, you know, you check a box, you sign up for something, and then you get a recurring charge a year later, and you didn't realize you were going to get a recurring charge because you didn't really read the fine print. And then, you know, the cookies, reject all, accept all, only necessary cookies. That's getting beyond annoying when every website you go to nowadays. It's possible. Maybe the prison handbook is kind of like that, where it's like, you know, if you really read the scroll, the whole thing all the way down to the bottom of the jailer code, it says in very fine print all the way down there, you can't help prisoners kill themselves. And you can't then blame a jailer for not knowing they were not supposed to do that. And then they all can pull the collective George Costanza, you know, if they ever get caught. Did you help Jeffrey Epstein kill himself? Should I not have done that? Was that wrong? Because I got to be honest with you. I got to plead ignorance on this one. I didn't know that was a bad thing to do. I got, you know, like, oof. You should have read the handbook. I should have. You're right. I'm going to do better next time. I promise you. This is the last time I help a high-profile prisoner who may have access to our nation's secrets and may have helped blackmail some of the most influential people and possibly countries on the planet. I will do better and make sure that I don't help that person kill themselves the next time. Great. Anything else? No, we're good. We're good here. Do I get at least a unpaid day off? Something? Nope. Get back to work. All right. Seems like that would kind of be a bigger deal. You know what I mean? And Alan Dershowitz isn't normally the kind of guy that would just throw those things out there and then just speculate on those things and then go, oh, I'm just making that up. You know, I mean, like, stop. Because again, how Jeffrey Epstein kills himself is always a question we don't really know because of the cameras and the 3 minutes that are missing in the camera. And then the Wired article, which, of course, says, well, we can't say for sure anything nefarious happened. We were just telling you that 3 minutes happened to be missing. Okay, well, you can't tell us in those 3 minutes that nothing bad happened either. Because you don't know, because nobody knows what happened in those 3 minutes. Is that the 3 minutes that the jailers helped him kill himself? And I've seen a lot of prison movies, and in none of the movies does the prisoner, the jailer who helps the prisoner take their life in a high-profile case where this guy may have the answers to our nation's secrets and may have been blackmailing people and may have worked for the Mossad, where those jailers are just, it's fine, it's all good, simple misunderstanding here. We'll clear this up for next time. Alan Dershowitz continued, as he talked about a lot of these things, and you know, said it's probably unlikely here that we'll get answers on this because anything that would be unsealed in these records is probably not going to be the kind of answers that we're looking for and what we need. I agree with him on that because I think Jeffrey Epstein is part of the intelligence community. I've always said it. I think he's an intelligence asset. I think it's why they're working so hard to protect all this. So we didn't play cut 16 yet, right? This is cut 16. All right, take a listen.
Yeah, like you said, all of those names out there could be completely innocent of anything, but it's possible that they were mentioned somewhere along the line. So just to be clear, what they've asked for, the Trump administration, those grand jury transcripts, they're separate from other information that you say is sealed. Would that have to be a separate request from someone else in order to get that information you reference?
Yes, definitely. And the information that hasn't been requested is going to be far more informative and far more relevant than the grand jury information. Grand jury information is narrowly tailored by prosecutors only to provide sufficient evidence to result in an indictment. They don't want to put a lot of material in the grand jury because that would then produced to the defendant. So what's much, much more important is discovery information, depositions, and other kinds of things that came out of the Ghislaine Maxwell case, that came out of other cases that were pending in front of federal judges. And, for example, the case involving Prince Andrew. All of that should be revealed as well. And as long as there's nothing redacted about the accuser's lack of credibility, then the public has the right to make its own decision. Just because somebody's name is mentioned doesn't really mean very much.
Okay. Now, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, who is a Republican now, is shutting down the House today or Thursday. Yeah, today. I mean, he canceled votes for Thursday and sending members home for a month-long recess. The decision to move up summer recess came after Republicans lost control of the floor over bipartisan pressure to vote on releasing Epstein-related documents. Now, it's important to note, when I say bipartisan, that's because people like Jeff Van Drew and others are pushing for this, and they want the truth to come out. So that's not going to happen now, and the House is going home. So that's that, and now there'll be a big August recess starting in July. So the August recess now starts in July, and this is going to make people angry. And I don't really understand why exactly we're doing any of these things. I don't get it. And I think this is a road that is going to be very perilous for Republicans. And I'm saying this as somebody who wants to keep the majority. And I'm saying this as somebody who wants to make sure Donald Trump remains popular. And I'm saying this as somebody who wants to make sure that the Democrats don't win the House and the Senate in midterms and then wind up releasing everything and then controlling the narrative. And it looks like we're the party that engaged in a massive cover up here. So I'm saying all of these things out of a sense of I want to help here. But I feel like this is getting to the point now where we are protecting something much bigger. And I don't think it's the president. I'm not worried about him being in any of these lists or anything like this. I think it's obvious that this is an intelligence issue and it implicates a country that we're friends with and it implicates maybe an intelligence operation in that country. And it's very obvious that that's why this is all happening. And it's frustrating to me and it's frustrating to you. And quite frankly, I don't think this frustration extends to just us. I think this frustration probably extends to a whole lot of people. So we'll see if Ghislaine Maxwell is able to actually shed some light on these things. But in the meantime, right now, at this moment, we look like the party of the cover up. Here's President Trump saying it's appropriate for Ghislaine Maxwell to talk with the DOJ. My question is, why hasn't she yet? Cut number six.
This is something that we have to do in any case. Yeah. And certainly that.
Mr. President, why are you coming to the
Mr. President, do you support the Justice Department seeking an interview with Ghislaine Maxwell and George, the Attorney General, to see?
I don't know anything about it. They're going to what? Meet her?
Your deputy attorney general has reached out to Ghislaine Maxwell's attorney asking for a new interview.
Yeah, I don't know about it, but I think it's something that would be, sounds appropriate to do, yeah.
Do you have any concern that your deputy attorney general, as your former attorney, would be conducting the interview, given?
No, I have no concern. He's a very talented person. He's very smart. I didn't know that they were going to do it. I don't really follow that too much. It's sort of a witch hunt, just a continuation of the witch hunt. The witch hunt that you should be talking about is they caught President Obama.
It is something that we have to do.
Okay, so the problem is, though, is that if she's got things to say and these are deep national secrets here, and the Democrats use this to say Republicans are covering for him and then they wind up winning because of this, then all this is going to come out anyway. I'd much rather control the narrative. I think that's a much smarter way to handle all this. Don't you? 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. If you want to weigh in, we're also streaming live on YouTube. You can weigh in on YouTube as well on the chat. And that's the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VanariaDental.com. We're coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All righty, that's Ozzy. Mama, I'm coming home. I know you can't hear it on the YouTube chat, but trust me, that's what it is. All right, so welcome back. Glad you're here today. In other news, so Ozzy Osbourne's dead, by the way. That's why we're playing Ozzy Osbourne, if you're just joining us. And if you're just joining us, where you been? If you're just joining us, don't forget, we're going to be with our buddy Gianno Caldwell July 31st for Politics and Pints. It's in a week and 2 days, so stop procrastinating. Get your tickets now. You don't want to miss this. It's going to be a fun night. Politics and Pints, me and Gianno hanging out together. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right. VIP tickets get you a signed copy of the book and an exclusive meet and greet as well, plus priority seats. And then there's a general admission. Just go to 1210WPHT.com. All right. 1210WPHT.com. Look, I want to make it very clear. You know, I'm not suggesting that what Tulsi Gabbard was saying over the weekend is in some way to distract everybody from Epstein. I'm saying that the peril that we run into here is that, because if we can't walk and chew gum at the same time, Democrats are going to use this to depress and suppress turnout, because there are a lot of Republicans, Trump voters, who are they're angry. You know, like, they watch these pictures of Biden and Hunter and Obama and all these other people continuously get away with it. Hillary Clinton, the emails, all of it get away with it. And they go, I'm tapping out. I'm not going to show up. I'm not going to be there. And so then when Tulsi comes out and drops this bombshell and says we need accountability, I know exactly what Tulsi Gabbard's thinking. Tulsi Gabbard's thinking exactly what I'm thinking, which is, if we don't have accountability, people are going to be very upset. And that level of being upset is not going to go away, not anytime soon. No way. So here's the president going off on the crooked Democrats who spied on his campaign and the witch hunt and everything else. And there's a lot the president had to say. And I want all these people to be called out. And yes, he says that reaching out to Ghislaine Maxwell is appropriate. And he's also saying that President Obama tried to rig a coup against him. Okay, then let's go after all these people. All right, let's go after all these people and do it. It's not enough just to close the border. That's great. I'm happy. I'm good. That's great. I'm glad egg prices are down. Great. Awesome. Wonderful, too. But going after the deep state was a big tenet here of this entire movement. And that movement now is in jeopardy if these people continuously get away with it. Don't doubt me on this. And I say this again from a place of love and a place of concern and a place of wanting the truth to come out for our own good. And I don't trust Mike Johnson. I really don't. And I don't know why he decided to send everybody home. It looks like he's complicit in the cover-up right now. It doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. And if this is about Israel and this is about the Mossad, then we just need to be honest about it and just tell everybody that, and we can move on with our lives. Stop protecting this and stop covering this up. And why hurt ourselves here in the process? I don't get that. I don't know why we would damage our own political power in the process of doing all that. That makes no sense whatsoever. So let's begin with the president today from the Oval Office. He was meeting with President Bongbong Marcos. Bongbong and Ghislaine. It's just going to be one of those days today. What can I tell you? Bongbong and Ghislaine. I feel like I can't make this up. We're living in an alternative universe. Cut number one.
The witch hunt that you should be talking about is they caught President Obama absolutely cold, Tulsi Gabbard. What they did to this country in 2016, starting in 2016, but going up all the way, going up to 2020 in the election, they tried to rig the election. And they got caught. And there should be very severe consequences for that. You know, when we caught Hillary Clinton, I said, you know what? Let's not go too far here. It's the ex-wife of a president. And I thought it was sort of terrible. And I let her off the hook. And I'm very happy I did. But it's time to start after what they did to me. And whether it's right or wrong, it's time to go after people. Obama's been caught directly. So people say, oh, you know, a group. It's not a group. It's Obama. His orders are on the paper. The papers are signed. The papers came right out of their office. They sent everything to be highly classified. Well, the highly classified has been released. And what they did in 2016 and in 2020 is very criminal. It's criminal at the highest level. So that's really the things you should be talking about.
Agree. I mean, I agree that all those things are criminal, and I agree we got to go after them. I just wonder, will we? Will they? Will the Department of Justice, will the deep state protect itself like it always does? I think you're wondering the same thing I'm wondering about this. And let me know, by the way, Matt, let's make Matt DeSantis work today and actually answer some phone calls. He hates that part of the job, which makes me happy. So call the show at 855-839-1210. So that Matt can do something with his time other than just sit there and take up a seat in the studio.
I like sitting here and just listening to the show, though.
You can't just be a bystander. What?
Listening.
Yeah, listening.
I mean, sometimes I listen.
AirPods in. He's listening to Ozzy Osbourne. Like you even know who Ozzy Osbourne is, please.
I know he's the lead singer of Black Sabbath and was 76 years old.
The lead singer of Black Sabbath. When did Black Sabbath break up, Justin?
They never really, like, technically broke up, but they stopped performing in, like, the mid-90s.
Yeah. So I feel like, you know, like, a little bit bigger than just Black Sabbath. He was a television star. He was a movie star.
I thought I offered a nice little biography there.
That you saw on Fox.
Well...
I'm surprised he actually knew his music. I'm surprised he didn't just say, oh, he was that guy from the TV show The Osbournes.
Yeah, I figured that too. You probably have every season of The Osbournes, don't you? You love that.
Well, I know him as Kelly Osbourne's father, but... No, I'm just kidding. Don't yell at me. Please don't yell at me. That was a joke. That was just a joke.
Please call the show and yell at him for that, please.
Please.
I beg of you.
I was kidding.
855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Let me know your thoughts on this. I still love the idea that Hunter Biden claimed his dad was on Ambien before the debate. That's still my favorite from yesterday's show. The president continuing. Barack Obama is the ringleader. Okay, so let's go after him. Let's go after all these people. Let's do it. You got the power now. You got the DOJ now. You're in control. We're in control. Let's do this. But instead, think about this now. Tulsi Gabbard drops this bombshell on Friday. Goes on the Sunday shows, and then today, Speaker Mike Johnson sends everybody home. You see why I'm a little frustrated here? You see why I'm starting to feel a little bit like, you know, you're peeing on my leg and telling me it's raining? I'm not saying the president is. I'm just saying Washington does not seem to want to hold these people accountable. It seems like after that bombshell, Republicans right now should be having hearings, not going home in July. I know they want to enjoy summer vacation, but same time, some pretty big bombshells were dropped here. So then we send the House home. See what I mean? Right? Like, I get it. I take off a lot, too, in the summer. I'll be off on Friday, but that's only because I'm going to Fox News and doing Jimmy Fallon's show. Otherwise, I'd be here. By the way, Opelka's possibly going to be in. I don't know. He hasn't written me back yet. What else has he got to do at his time? But. Or maybe Matt DeSantis should just host the show. That could be fun.
I would be terrible. An absolute nightmare. I'd run out of material like 35 seconds into the show. I'd just sit here stammering.
I'm already out of material. We're 44 minutes into the show.
I remember when you were... What were you in D.C. for? Matt, you remember when there was a chance that we were going to have to open the show?
I do remember.
Because you were going to go... You were going to Heritage...
Yes.
To do the show, and Matt was worried about having to do a maybe 15 minute long open.
I remember, I was at the White House, and then I went over to Heritage.
Yeah, I remember texting Justin. I was like, "You think we can get ChatGPT to do a decent open for us?"
At this point, you know what I mean.
The answer was no. By the way, I kicked the tires on that idea. It was terrible. You couldn't use anything that ChatGPT spit out.
Did you try?
I did try. I was curious what it was going to generate. It generated content, obviously. It just wasn't compelling or at all interesting.
I asked Grok, but it gave me all these things about why Hitler was so great, so I couldn't use that.
Yeah, we'll steer clear of that.
Yeah. Here's President Trump, cut number two.
No, Barack Hussein Obama is the ringleader. Hillary Clinton was right there with him, and so was Sleepy Joe Biden, and so were the rest of them. Comey, Clapper, the whole group, and they tried to rig an election, and they got caught. And then they did rig the election in 2020. And then because I knew I won that election by a lot, I did it a third time, and I won in a landslide. Every swing state won the popular vote. But I won that all the same way in 2020. And look at the damage that was caused.
Look at the damage that was caused. It's true. No doubt about that. They spied on his campaign. They subverted the will of the American people. They did all these things. All of these things. The president's right. So here's my question to you. Do you think they'll be held accountable? Do you think any of them will be held accountable? Do you think? And as for the jailers who would have helped Epstein kill himself, and whether or not, and again, the president said all this today with Bong Bong Marcos in the White House, Bong Bong Marcos, and we're talking about Ghislaine Maxwell with Bong Bong Marcos in the White House. I'm still in a freaking coma, I'm telling you. Is that really how you say the guy's name, Bong Bong?
Yeah, Bong Bong.
Bong Bong. Apparently, it's not Ghislaine. I'm not saying it correctly.
No, you're definitely not saying that. It's Ghislaine, isn't it?
You don't even know.
I'm pretty sure it's Ghislaine, because Mike Opelka yelled at me once, even though I didn't even say the name. He just said everyone mispronounces it and then blamed me. And by the way, for the record, Bong Bong's name, his real name, I think, is Ferdinand.
It is
But
Ferdinand.
Everyone calls him Bong Bong.
Why do you get the nickname Bong Bong?
I don't have an answer for that. I can try to find out, though.
Does he smoke a lot of pot?
Does he look like a guy who smokes a lot of pot?
I mean, did he like have a big bong in college, and they were like Bong Bong, and then he became president and was like, you know what, I'm going with Bong Bong. Like, would you call you Mr. President? No, call me Bong Bong. I'm president of the Philippines. Everybody else is doing Bong Bongs here, so call me Bong Bong.
It's a solid nickname, though.
Is it, though?
Joe, why am I begging for callers? To make Matt DeSantis work. That's why. That's why. Because he needs to do something with his time, okay? So we can talk about Ghislaine and Bong Bong all you want at 855-839-1210.
Oh, wow. Well, what? I don't know if this is right or not, but originally his nickname was Bum Bong.
Bum Bong?
Yeah. And then it morphed into Bong Bong.
God, that sounds like a nickname for Hunter Biden, doesn't it?
Bum Bong, yeah, that's
Bong
a much
Bong?
Worse. That's a terrible nickname.
Hmm, that's interesting. Oh, do you have Alec Baldwin?
That's interesting. Mm. Yeah, it's kind of me. Where is
any callers? what was that guy's name? Ivan. Ivan was the producer at the time at 1210 WPHD. You got on that duty. Any callers yet, Ivan? Not yet. That's interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Then he threatened to start reading a Chinese menu. Remember that?
Didn't Clinton work on that show? I kind of remember him mentioning being a part of
it. Bill Clinton? Or
not Bill Clinton. Clinton, who used to work here.
Yeah, Clinton Petty, I think he had the unfortunate time. So, yeah, he had to work on that show, too. The Alec Baldwin extravaganza. Boy, this station went through some tough times, man. I'm just saying. They went through some... Oof. Buzz Bissinger, Alec Baldwin. I mean, there were some dark days here. And there could be dark days again. You never know. I'm just saying. President going off on crooked Democrats. Cut number three.
People didn't feel too good about putting it here, but I do. But you know what? If you look at those papers, they have them stone cold. And it was President Obama. It wasn't lots of people all over the place. It was them, too. But the leader of the gang was President Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. Have you heard of him? And except for the fact that he gets shielded by the press for his entire life, that's the one they look. He's guilty. It's not a question. You know, I like to say, let's give it time. It's there. He's guilty. This was treason. This was every word you can think of. They tried to steal the election. They tried to obfuscate the election. They did things that nobody's ever even imagined, even in other countries. You've seen some pretty rough countries. This man has seen some pretty rough countries, but you've never seen anything like it. And we have all of the documents. And from what Tulsi told me, she's got thousands of additional documents coming. So President Obama, it was his concept, his idea, but he also got it from crooked Hillary Clinton. Crooked is a $3 bill. Hillary Clinton, and her group, the Democrats, spent $12 million to Christopher Steele to write up a report that was a total fake report. Took 2 years to figure that out, but it came out that it was a total fake report. It was made up fiction.
Made up fiction, no doubt about that. Made up fiction. Now, that I agree with. And so don't send the House home. Have the House start to investigate all this stuff. I mean, have them do that. All right, quick break. Your thoughts on this, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. If you want to weigh in on all this, you can also weigh in on our YouTube chat as well. Hey, how's this for a fun idea? Book your next office, bachelor, bachelorette, or private party at Bob's Little Sports Shop in Glassboro, New Jersey. Bob's offers both men and women trained instructors, private enclosed events that can host up to 30 people. You can book a smaller group, 10 or less, during business hours and have your own instructor for some shooting range fun. Call Bob's for pricing and details. No alcohol or drugs permitted on premises, obviously. Ladies, call Bob's now and register for their women's shooting event August 10th at 1 p.m. Bob's also offers private and group lessons on introduction to firearms, shooting and cleaning classes. Bob's instructors are certified NRA and range safety officers. And here's the best part. If you're attending one of these events or you want to go and you learn, you don't need a firearms ID card. You don't need previous experience. Bob's will be there to help you every step of the way. But also the best place to go, incredible selection of firearms and great people working there. 60 years, Bob's Little Sports Shop has been in business. 60 years. That means a lot. They also host women and co-ed shooting events throughout the year for new shooters or anyone interested in learning about proper firearm ownership. And you know, I'm a big fan of firearms. I think it's important for everyone to be able to protect themselves and their family. Bob's will help you learn the proper way to use them, and they have a range. And so it's a great place. Reach out to them by going to bobslittlesportshop.com. bobslittlesportshop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Little Ozzy Osbourne for us. 855-839-1210. Larry is in Hatboro. Larry, how are you today?
Oh, I'm just great. My real name is Bong Bong from high school.
Yeah, that's a good nickname, buddy. I like it. Bong Bong from Hatboro.
Yeah. Well, one thing, I've been hearing Dershowitz for months now, and he's flip-flopped and he's changed his story. I've heard him distinctly say, I saw the list. I saw the list of names. I was being sued, and I had all that stuff in front of me because I was given all that info and all those files because I was, you know, I was part of it. I was being told I was there. I was a lawyer for Epstein. I saw it all, and there was a list, and I saw this, and now to hear him come out, he seems like he's shaking a little bit because I think, you know, he just thought none of this was going to come out because there's probably a bunch of stuff about him because, I mean, he was said to be there before numerous times. And there's a lot of weird people that seem to have been down there. Well, and he was probably one of them, but it just seems really weird. He's in the news. And he's coming out and saying that there is no list. You know, it's kind of, I mean, I know for a fact I heard him say that. But
yeah,
it seems like he's not being real open. And anything that he said, I could think just the opposite.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't stop talking about it, which is the only strange thing, you know, for a guy who might be.
Well, that's what I think. He seems like he's real nervous, you know, and he's got to get it out there and just keep mixing it up and like babbling about it, you know.
Yeah. Bong Bong, I gotta go. I got a guest coming up, Bong Bong. But you did a great job.
And you know what my girlfriend's name was in high school?
Ghislaine.
Just
thank you, Larry. Have a good one. Yeah. All right, quick break coming right back. Don't go away.